It's called A Wolves in Flame. And it is, in fact, a true story. In my dream, a man became a wolf. All of us were standing around at a party, and one of us became a wolf. I didn't see him change, but a ripple of fear seeped through the room, like water up a tree root and into the leaves. I didn't see him go, but I too followed, in a car locked tight against the sharp-clawed horrors of the night. All of us went, giddy and shaking, to our own homes, like the fabled folly of the three little pigs. I locked my window, barred my doors, and went to sleep. In my dream, the wolf came to my window. He came to light a fire in my yard, my west side yard, to pile high the wood and set it blazing, to stack logs on either side that it might burn for days. He came to light a fire in my yard. I heard him at my window, and I heard him piling wood. I heard the first sharp crackle of the flames and the deep low growl as the fire grew. By the time I rose and looked outside, the whole world seemed ablaze, and the wolf was gone. In my dream, I doused the fire. I ran outside in my pajama top and saw the neighbor's fences flaming high. The whole damn block will burn, I thought, so I screwed a hose into a spigot and I let the water loose. When it was done, the yard charred and steaming, my hands and hair full of soot and mud, they came. The other partygoers, the fears of the wolf, came to gawk at my burnt grass and the dripping piles of wood. They kept saying I'd done the right thing, that I'd been brave and righteous, but all I felt was wet and cold and lonely. I missed the fire, the wolf. In my dreams, I fear the wolves. Once I dreamt I was lost in a forest, and wolves came circling, one by one. Each one stopped in front of me and looked deep into my eyes. Their eyes are so human, so clear. I threw rocks at them. I was afraid. They say wolves are often led by ravens, led to safety and to prey. The Weechels believe humans were wolves once, and that wolves were humans too. The morning after my dream, I walked my yard, picking up sticks before mowing. Outside my bedroom window was a long black feather, a raven feather. It was no dream. If my yard is to be the tinder for the fire, I am grateful. If I am to stand and pray while others scream around me, I will be grateful. If I am to refuse to douse the fire, I must become fearlessly grateful. And if I am to accept the help of wolves, I must become my own heart's mate. Those of you that haven't thrown rocks for the rest of us to be here.
Two amazing stories. Thank you.